Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Old school from what you used to hear in church. For those of you who have been involved with the gospel experience, growing up like me, well, this is Minister Jonathan Simmons coming to you again live from just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. Just a little bit of sermonette here, if you would call it that. Just some end-of-the-day thoughts. Consider the Word Ministries, again, located right outside of Atlanta, Georgia, on Block Talk Radio, WRTS FM. I want to thank all of you who decided to tune in and listen to the show, or, of course, those of you who might be archiving the show. And like I said, I just wanted to kind of chat with you just for a little bit before we pack up, as we all do at the end of a busy work day, and get settled in, maybe some of you eating a little dinner or just a little relaxation from the TV. Just want to encourage you with some scriptures that I was studying here at home, and something I actually talked about a little bit on the Sunday broadcast. We normally do our Sunday evening chat, for those of you who are familiar with the program. And the scriptures are back in the book of Philippians, and I looked at it and looked at chapter 3 and chapter 4, and just what came to my mind is that, you know, these passages in Philippians chapter 3 and chapter 4 have often been studied. They've been used in sermons. They've been called upon by believers in prayers. And very, very often. But once you actually look at them, you know why. Because it's the powerful truths that are found in these verses. They just hit home again and again, especially as we face some of the struggles in this life. So whether you're looking for please, you know how it is, because sometimes we just, Lord, please help us out. Instruction on what to do and how to do as we, like I said, again, kind of navigate through this life and this world. Reassurance. Sometimes we need to be warned, hey, do it this way or don't do it this way. And then most of all, I think we just need encouragement. And I think that every time someone reads this, especially someone who is a Christian, reads these sections of scriptures or they hear them, that's exactly what it does. One of those things activates. They either instructed, they get some reassurance and encouragement when they read these texts and scriptures. And I'll just, again, remind you of the scriptures we're looking at in both chapters. If you get a chance to read them on your own, the third chapter of Philippians and the fourth chapter of Philippians in the New Testament of the Bible, just, you know, some great encouragement. I'm sure a lot of you listening are probably like me. I think we all are kind of facing this turmoil here that as we live in the U.S. of A. And the main thing we have to keep in mind with all this stuff that's going on, it is relative. I know it does seem bad for many of you out there because, you know, you can't, you know, meet your obligations. We got heavy debt, you know, struggling to make our home payments, even, you know. So it's just a situation where, you know, we just have to continue to have faith and press on during these times. Like I said, by Philippians, the third chapter is just so important to us. And like I said, they're just so helpful because they're encouraging. You know, because like I said, when things are going on, I don't care who you are, I don't care whether you're pastor, parishioner, prophet, whatever kind of title you are, layperson or in the ministry, it is really a struggle right now in this country. And again, we can't compare ourselves to, you know, people in Africa and other countries who are struggling to make ends meet. And I think sometimes make ends meet, this is survive, to make it another day in life. And I think sometimes that's what we need to get to. And if you look at Philippians, you know, these are some of the things that Paul, you know, begins to deal with. You know, first of all, there's an inspiration for keeping it going in this life. And that's why I talked a little bit on Sunday on the evening chat. You really need inspiration to go forward. Well, hey, take a look at Philippians, the third chapter, and look at verses 13 and 14. You know, Paul is talking about the righteousness that we now have in Christ. You see, in the Old Testament, it really was about making sure you did all the sacrifices, making sure that you follow all the laws. I think there were some 613 different laws that Moses broke out in the Old Testament. And God understanding just that man could not keep up with these things, because if you looked at the spirit of the law as Christ broke out later, take, for example, adultery. He said if you even lusted after a woman, in other words, if you even committed the act in your mind, it's like you actually committed the real act. So when you really looked at the righteousness of God, as far as how he viewed it, man, we just couldn't get there from here. It's just really, really difficult. And even after you become a believer, there are times in your life where, man, you just, I don't care how much you dig in and try to do it right, and you say, Lord, I'm going to go ahead and do it, just inevitably you get out into the marketplace and you just do something dumb. And sometimes you do it repeatedly and you just get back home and you go, Lord, okay, what happened here? But Paul said, look, and this is how he phrases it in Philippians 3, 13 and 14. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. In other words, I'm not there yet. He said, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Okay? And this is what he says. He said, look, let us therefore, as many be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk in the same rule, let us mind the same thing. In other words, look, none of us here, even if we're believers, and like I said, God, I don't care how much we study and toil and labor in Christ, this body we have is prone to sinful behavior. So the idea is that we cannot dwell on our past sins. We cannot continue to bash ourselves when we don't reach the mark, when we don't do things exactly the way the Lord wants us to do them. Paul said, I'm going to forget those things, but instead I'm going to keep pushing. Pressing indicates a push. You know, you have to push through negativity, negative thoughts. And as a matter of fact, Paul deals with that. I like to call it the, you know, kind of like just almost like a secret. You know, there's this idea of, hey, look, I'm going to go ahead and press ahead anyway. I'm going to try to keep the mind of Christ in my mind. In other words, think the way the Lord thinks. And that's the thing that we want to try to do. We want to try to get this mind that is in Christ Jesus, as the Bible says it. And Paul said, here's some of the things that he looked at. He said, first of all, he learned how to be content. I like to call it, where I kind of wrote a note, it says, don't know the secret on living life in Christ enjoyably. Here's what he said in Philippians 4, verses 10 through 12. Now, I'm going to read this now from the American Standard Version. He said, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your thought from me, wherein you did indeed take thought, but you lacked the opportunity. He was talking to the church in terms of he needed some things, okay? And he had petitioned this church to get some stuff, and now these things were coming in. And he said, hey, don't worry. I know you had the thought to get this to me, but you didn't have the opportunity. But he said, hold on. Before anybody gets excited, he said, let me just tell you this. Not that I speak in respect of want, as he goes on in verse 11, for I have learned, and here's the key right here, in whatever state I am, therein to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know also to abound. In everything and in all things, I have learned the secret, both to be filled and to be hungry, both to abound and to be in want. In other words, Paul said, here's the secret. I can't let my attitude and my mindset be dictated by my circumstances. Okay, I've learned how to get into that comfort zone in God that, okay, no matter what's going on, hey, I'm on top of the world. Oh, man, buddy, who left me here in the dungeon? Whichever it is, he said, I understand that God is with me. So I can relax in that. I can just be comfortable in that. And then if there's any other problem to be concerned with, here's the thing that's going to keep me forward. That following verse 13. I can do all things in him that strengtheneth me. Because we just said in the first two verses, he had learned how to be content in whatever state. And let's face it, we all could have a pretty easy time being content when we're happy, mortgage paid, money in the bank, 401k flush, ready to go. But learning how to be content when we're hungry, you know, when we're trying to get the mortgage paid. Some of you might be listening, this might actually be behind a couple of months in your mortgage, maybe foreclosure papers that have been sent out. Well, you're thinking, well, geez, how can I be content in that state? Because it's relative. We begin to take our minds off ourselves and understand that, hey, look, I can't do that in my own strength, but I do know this much. I can do it all in Christ because he's going to strengthen me, because he's going to set my mind on things that are important. Matter of fact, another secret, Paul said, look, again, going back to your mind, because I got to tell you, how you think is very, very critical. Matter of fact, even the Bible tells you that as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you're always negative, and I know because I fight this all the time, if you're negative a lot, it creates a lot of, you know, we say bad mojo. You know, you just, a lot of negativity. It's heavy. It makes you feel bad. It gives you a headache. It takes out that zip and joy for living. So Paul said, hey, look, here's some more little secret tips here. He said, first of all, here in now Philippians 4th chapter, 4th verse, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. And then he says, let your forbearance, or in some texts it says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. And nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And here's the key, verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. And then he says, look, I'm going to wrap it all up like this. Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there any be praise, think on these things. These things which ye have both learned and received, as he finishes in verse 9, and heard and saw in me, these things do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Man, that's something. If you can, and I'm saying me too, because as I'm talking to you, I'm talking to me. If we can somehow start to think on the things that are good, because I don't know about you, but I almost hate to pick up the newspaper or read anything because it's always something bad. I mean, you just had a situation where a guy who I liked as a candidate very much, I can't even call the guy's name, I can't even think, but he was ran for president, John Edwards, and was potentially thought of as a vice president for Barack Obama. That's out now because, unfortunately, he fell prey to, he said it, arrogance, a thought that he could do no wrong, and he put himself in jeopardy. Negative news. Every time you turn on, you have young actresses and actors having all kinds of drama and problems. Well, we can't think about that stuff. We want to instead think about the good things that God has done for us. How many of you were, I mean, I don't know about you, but I grew up in a project. That's how I got raised. And I'm saying now, hey, I've grown up. I'm older now. I live in a home. Had a daughter when I wasn't married on a very scandalous situation. Now she's an adult woman, has no problem living with me, hangs out with her pops. So I got to think about that. I can't think about the negative. And that's what I would encourage everyone to think about, that just God is with us. So it's about that time, about a minute left to go. So I'm going to leave us with a group that's right here from local, Casting Crowns. And the song is called East to West. And something very important for us to think about, especially as believers, that God says that his ways are as far as from the east, from the west, is the way we think. And that once he's forgiven us, we are forgiven. And that he literally has cast us and our sins, into the sea of forgetfulness. So that's what you got to think about. God's forgotten about the sin. What about us? So that's my encouraging word for the end of the day. I hope it blesses you, and I hope you have a marvelous rest of the evening. Until the next time, God bless you, and good night.